Welcome to The Grub. We are back, episode 7.
Yes, that's right, yeah. With Greg Larson.
Greg Larson and Ben Russell and...
Effie.
Effie's... She's here.
We've got Effie on the phone.
We've got Effie on the line.
Edo's been fired and now we've got Effie.
From Acropolis Now.
Yeah. No, everyone knows who Effie is and where she's from.
Just clarifying.
So, Effie... Why? Tell us why you're on the phone and not in the studio.
I just wanted to have a holiday up north, so got a couple of my Greek friends and we headed north for a beach getaway.
You're not going to do the Effie voice or?
Nah, can't be bothered.
Yeah, she's on a holiday. Yeah. You can't get Effie. Effie does Effie when she's working.
But isn't Effie the character?
Sort of. Regret this one.
Yeah. Well, anyway. No, Edo, you're in Brunswick Heads, is that right? Or is that
In Brunswick Heads, the best place in the world, where the river meets the country. Where the river meets the sea. And I just have I'm swimming every day, twice a day. I start drinking at 5 PM.
Nice.
I'm eating a lot of Mexican food. I've never been happier, really.
So basically you're drinking a little later than you normally do.
Got me.
Nice one, Greg.
Thanks so much, man. Thank you so much.
You really got it.
And I hear there's a split sissy down there.
Yeah, big split sis.
Yeah, in the podcast studio, it's no longer the hottest room in Melbourne. It's now the coldest den in Melbourne.
In Victoria.
It is.
What a development.
It is icy cold in here. I feel like I'm in a Calippo.
Yeah.
Oh, inside
it was,
one.
It was so chilly that we had to turn it off.
Yeah. We've turned it off.
I would like to squeeze just below your feet so your head pops out the top of the Calypso tube and I'll give your head a lick.
Okay. Moving on.
You're tuned into Jams with Danny and Ben for the drive home. And now it's time for our Ocean Squirts traffic report with none other than Danny herself up in the Ocean Squirts eye in the sky. Danny, how's it looking for the drive home tonight?
Hey, it's Danny.
Hey, Danny, tell us a bit about what the drive home entails.
I'm on the helicopter in the sky. And I'm over the freeway and there's the biggest crash of a truck and three cars. Two cars are red and one's blue. Two of the red cars are smashed into each other. There's a man cut in half.
Ooh,
and
ouch.
One's his legs are under the car, his head's in the other direction. I can see the ambulance, but it can't get through. I'm the only one that can see that it's stuck. I'm radio ahead. Oh my God, don't. Don't get stuck. Don't. I'm someone get it. I think there's a kid in one car or something. This is such a big truck and everything's smashed. For your holiday needs this summer, check out Ocean Squirts on the Gold Coast. They have packages for families and couples traveling together. That's the Ocean Squirts on the Gold Coast. And I mean Danny for Ocean Squirts in the Sky.
Thanks, Danny. And now more Coldplay.
Rob. Welcome back to Burp Theatre. A moment ago, you said that you ordered Lieutenant Kendrick to tell his men that Santiago wasn't to be touched.
That's right.
And Lieutenant Kendrick was clear on what you wanted?
Crystal.
any chance Lieutenant Kendrick ignored the order?
Ignored the order?
Any chance he forgot about it?
No.
Any chance Lieutenant Kendrick left your office and said, the old man is wrong?
No.
When Lieutenant Kendrick spoke to the platoon and ordered them not to touch Santiago, any chance they ignored him?
You ever served in the infantry, son?
No, sir.
Ever served in the forward area?
No, sir.
Ever put your life in another man's hands and asked him to put his life in yours?
No, sir.
We follow orders, son. We follow orders or people die. It's that simple. Are we clear?
Yes, sir.
Are we clear?
Crystal, Colonel. And I've just one more question before I put Airman O'Malley and Airman Rodriguez on the stand. If you gave an order that Santiago wasn't to be touched, and your orders are always followed, then why would Santiago be in danger? Why would it be necessary to transfer him off the base?
Bert Theater will be right back.
So, Edo,
good on ya.
Describe to us your vista.
What?
Describe your vista to our listeners so they can see it in their mind's eye.
Oh, the place you're staying?
Yeah.
Okay.
Your view.
At the moment, I'm just in the bedroom trying to cause disruption. Mm. So I can see the fan and the door and the bed.
Wow.
But this morning I saw the ocean. I went for a big long walk along the ocean. I had a lot of thoughts, you know, to run through and things to resolve about me, myself and my personality. And then I
did you get anything done?
Nah, still shit.
It's still
and
a
then
mess.
And then I threw myself into the ocean with and there's been blue bottles up here, which is highly unusual.
Yeah.
But I'm going in anyway, you know me. You can't keep me out of the sea. So but Brunswick Head's the best. There's also a housey tent where you can play housey, which is a version of bingo that they only play in New South Wales.
I don't know what any of the things that you just said were.
Yeah, I don't know what that means.
Housey, dingo, what
dingo?
Is
no, bingo.
Bingo.
With a B.
Ah, bingo.
Yeah.
So it's wait a minute.
I don't know why, but they call it housey here.
Why?
It's a big tent and you go in there and you get a whole lot of numbers and sort of like a bingo game. So I don't know. Call in if you know why it's called housey.
Yeah, give us a call.
Yeah, give us a call.
If you're from New South Wales, Brunswick Heads area, we want to know why it's called housey.
Yeah.
What?
I ran into Dave Hughes at the IGA.
Oh, really? He's up
Hughesy.
There.
Hughesy. Ben?
Yeah?
What would Hughesy sound like ordering some beef at the IGA?
Oh, bloody just give us some ribeye, yeah?
Was that what it was like, Edo?
Yeah. No, he was like sort of trapped by two older women out
ooh,
in front of the
classic.
IGA. They
saucy.
Weren't letting him.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was well and truly trapped.
And then did you rock up and they were like, oh, this is a double, it's a double feature.
Not surprisingly, they didn't know who I was. Hughesy was like, Anne's a comedian too, and they just like looked at me and said nothing and then went back to talking to him. Just the huge.
Yeah, that's cool.
Women hate women.
Lean in, bitches.
How do you know that I'm not nude right now?
Oh.
This game.
This is fucked.
Let's go to a sketch and when we get back we can talk about it.
All right.
Eggy boys too, Eggy boy. I love to eat my eggies. I love them. I want to gobble them up.
The only person that loves eggies more than you is me.
I don't think that's true. I think I love eggies way more than you do.
Oh, no, no, no. I like eggies so much that I love them real slippery.
I love them sloppy. I love a sloppy little egg dish to eat.
I love a slippery egg boy.
Oh, yeah. I like my eggs when they're runny. Oh, see that runny egg slipping down my hand as I slurp it up my arm.
When it's summer, I sit in the sun and a little slip and slide and I crack little eggies.
Oh, yeah.
And I slip around while they slide and cook in the sun.
I like to lay down in the pool at the bottom of the slip and slide and slurp up the eggies as they slide down. I slurp up the eggies into my gullet like a fish.
Scrambies. I get my scrambies and I just, whoop, whoopsie. They're ready. Slurp them up with a straw. That's a runny egg. Yum, yum.
I like to put the eggs in my asshole and feel what it would be like later on when they're coming out. And then I take them out, and then I look at them and see what they look like.
And I call them my name. Eggie boy.
Eggie boys.
Eggie boy.
Eggie boys.
Eggie boy.
Eggie boy. Eggie boy.
I will help you with your funnel if you like.
Yeah, let's
crack them in.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
One.
That's one egg in my... It's the eggy boy. And I come back. And I come back.
Eggy boy.
If you're listening to this, Edo, you need to come back from your holiday.
Two.
Oh, God. We are trying to determine whether or not Edo is nude at this
juncture. You can both ask me two questions and then you have to say nude or not nude.
Okay. Are you trying to present the idea one way or the other? Are you maintaining that you are or aren't nude, or is it just you're...
You don't know.
I don't know.
Okay. Well, okay. Question one.
You don't know.
I don't know anymore. What's nude and not nude.
All right, question one. What color is the top that you are wearing?
Black.
All right, then. I've seen black tops before. They do exist.
Yeah. What type of bottom are we wearing?
It
wasn't supposed to be this way, and I feel like you're the one you've tricked us into asking you what you're wearing over the phone. That's what's happened.
Yeah,
to you.
That's true.
You have absolutely.
That is true. Now it's on. Now it's on. It's recording. We're gonna get me too'd.
Yeah. I've got floral shorts on.
Nah, lie. I've never seen floral shorts in this world. When have you ever seen floral shorts?
You haven't lived.
Shorts with flowers on them?
Yeah, I've never seen floral shorts. I've seen floral tops.
You're living in some other dimension, man.
Shorts have surfboards on them or are plain?
See?
There's only surfboard shorts or plain shorts.
When you were chastising Greg for not... knowing ever seeing floral shorts, I noticed a little in your voice then, which makes me think that you are nude.
Why?
Just because maybe there was a gust of wind, or maybe there was someone that was there or tried to get in. You went like you were in the room and you were naked. So
a gust of wind.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
This is the worst reasoning I've ever heard.
So I am going to go with no nude. Nudie you're, Rudy.
Well, you know what, Ben?
Don't
you're
tell.
Filthy, you're a filthy fucking pervert.
No, no, please. I need this job. It's not even a job. Please.
Oh, no. Well, got him. Catch we'll, you later,
we'll
mate.
I'm going to have to go away for a while.
We'll be right back.
It's the Grub!
Welcome back to the Grub.
Yes, welcome back. I have a new play that I've written that, Ben, I would like to
read. Is this
going to
be like
you?
The last one where it just became a kind of way to, a vehicle for your vendettas?
No. You know, my writing has improved significantly, and this play, you know, there is a social message in this play, but it's subtle and it takes a backseat to the actual play itself.
Oh, okay, so it's not just you going, this person's a fucking piece of shit.
No, not really, no. It's, you know, if you can pick up the social message, cool, good for you, you've read into it, but...
Smart comedy.
Yeah, this is smart, sort of clever comedy.
You're a maestro of satire.
Yeah, this is a satirical play, okay. And the play is called Optus and Fraser Anning.
Okay, well, that's not.
Yeah, it's good. It's a good play. Now, you've got the script there.
Yep.
Okay, so you'll be playing Fraser Anning.
Yep.
And I'll be playing Optus.
Okay.
And you're coming in to the Optus shop to talk to me.
Okay, sounds all right.
Let's go. Hi, welcome to Optus. My name's Rat Cunt. How can I give you absolutely shitty customer service today?
Okay. Hi there. I'm Australian Senator and prominent neo-Nazi Fraser Anning. That's right, I'm a neo-Nazi who loves Hitler and wants to spit in the face of everyone who died for Australia in World War II. Heil Hitler.
Oh, sick. As an Optus employee, I love neo-Nazis probably. At Optus, we like to consider ourselves the corporate equivalent to the Nazi Party, probably. But there is one thing that we value even higher. Shitty customer service. Even though I love you and I want to kiss your bumhole, I'm still going to give you shitty customer service because I'm Rat Cunt. We're all rat cunts.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, I don't want to defend a Nazi, but I mean, this is
what?
More blatant than what you let on.
No, I think it's satirical. I think it's clever. I think it's making a social point.
Okay.
All right. Just continue. Fraser Anning continues.
Great. Well, anyway, as I say, I'm a neo-Nazi and I hold office in the Australian government and no one has stopped me. I literally said we need a final solution to immigration in my maiden speech to Parliament, and I just recently attended an actual Nazi rally at the taxpayers' expense. And then he went and said, I didn't know that they were Nazis.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm with you on this one. And no one has stopped me. And nothing bad will ever happen to me because I'm an old, rich, white man and I'm literally untouchable.
And why are you calling Optus today, sir?
My internet doesn't work. I'm trying to access some Nazi websites and onto a forum and talk about how the Holocaust isn't real. I also can't seem to access my child porn that I look up.
That is definitely defamation. I think that's fine, you know, but the child porn, we maybe crossed a line.
What do you mean?
Just to allege that someone's a pedophile is definitely
okay,
defamation.
No, but no, it's not defamation because I used the word probably. I said he probably looks it up. That's my opinion. I'll just disclaimer, Greg Larson, this is me. It's just my opinion that I reckon he probably maybe is a pedo.
Mm.
I'm not basing that on evidence.
Okay.
But I reckon, off the top of my head, he might be.
Because he looks like one.
Because he looks like one, in my opinion.
Yeah.
In my opinion.
Yeah, well, my opinion too.
Sure.
I think he looks like one, but...
So, no defamation here.
Okay,
it's all
great.
Opinion-based.
Okay, right? Well, let's keep going.
All right. Optus. Well, I would be happy to never actually help you ever at all. I'll need your phone number and address to verify your account.
We can do this, yeah?
Yeah, this next part is all publicly listed information.
Okay.
When you Google his name, this is the first thing that pops up.
Right.
Sure. My address is Suite 2, Level 36, Waterfront Place, 1 Eagle Street, Brisbane, Queensland, 4000. Postal address is GPO Box 228, Brisbane, Queensland 4001. And my contact number is 07-3221-9099.
Do you have an alternative contact number?
Sure do. My number in Canberra is 02-6277-3671. I love it when people call me up to talk about how I'm a big Nazi. I love lots of phone calls.
Great. Well, first, let me tell you, fuck you. Your internet is broken forever. Suck shit.
Damn, you sure are bad at customer service.
Yes, I'm a rat cunt from Optus. It's what I do best.
That wasn't even, that was just improv.
Yeah, I added rat cunt in there.
Well, that's okay. I'll be fine because I make a base salary of around $200,000 a year direct from the taxpayers to be a Nazi in government as I piss on the graves of the Anzacs. I am human trash, a big pile of festering shit that stinks up the septic tanks that is Canberra.
Wow, you're really hitting it to the
the
bigwigs there.
Yeah, man.
I am trash, 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 scum, rat, fucking rat dog trash.
Me too. Let's kiss each other's bumholes.
Ah, yes, please.
And now we don't have to literally do this, but just make kissing sounds like we're kissing each other's bumholes for roughly 5 minutes.
Thank you for pointing that out for people listening so that they were like, are they actually kissing each other's bumholes?
No, we're not. We're not doing that. But this is... Okay, let's go.
Ah. Fraser Anning.
All right, I think that was pretty good.
Yeah, I feel shame.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Ah, well. So what's your highlight? What's the best thing that's happened up in Brunswick Heads?
Every swim's a good swim. Probably my swim this morning was my best swim. I caught one wave in.
Nice.
Ooh. I love a body surf, but I don't like being flipped.
Yeah.
No flipping's the worst.
Yeah. A flipless swim is always a good swim.
When you get flipped and you're like, every time I've been flipped in my life, which is a lot of times, by waves and by men, I've always thought I'm going to die every time.
That's it.
When you're in a flip.
You get a
dumper. You're like, oh, well, you're like, I don't know which way is up. This is it. This is how I'm going to go.
Yeah.
I'm going to have my skull smashed against the sand.
Getting dumped is never fun. I've been dumped a few times in my day, let me tell you that much.
Getting dumped by a woman.
Good woman, yeah.
I think Greg and you and I might be on the same page here.
Yeah.
Because I think we've discussed this before, but I've never not been dumped.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah, that's one thing Edo and I both have in common. We've never been the dumper. We've always been the dumpy.
I'm a fun girl. I'm one of the greats.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I'm getting dumped left, right, and center.
Never.
Yeah, brutal.
Never not dumped.
Yeah.
Welcome back to Burp Theatre.
I'll answer the question. You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth.
You can't handle the truth.
Yes. Keep going. Oh, this is a big monologue.
Son, we live in a world, and that world has walls. And those walls have to be guarded by men with guns. Who's gonna do it? You? You, Lieutenant Weinberg? I have a greater responsibility than you can possibly fathom. You weep at Santiago, and you curse the Marines. You have that luxury. You have the luxury of not knowing what I know. That Santiago's death, while tragic, probably saved lives. And my existence, while grotesque and incomprehensible to you, saves lives. You don't want the truth, because deep down in places you don't talk about at parties, you want me on that wall. You want me on that wall. You need me on that wall. We use words like honor, code, loyalty. We use these words as the backbone of a life spent defending something. You use them as the punchline. I have neither the time nor the inclination to explain myself to a man who rises and sleeps under the blanket of the very freedom that I provide and then questions the manner in which I provide it. I would rather you just said thank you and went on your way. Otherwise, I suggest you pick up a weapon and stand at a post. Either way, I don't give a damn what you think you're entitled to.
Did you...
throw up.
Yeah, it's too much.
Did you want to look red?
I did the job that...
Did you order the code red?
You got.
Wait, I'll do that.
Damn.
Can you edit these cards?
Right, I. Dead.
Thanks. Thanks so much for listening to Burp Theater.
I feel sick.
It's all gone wrong.
Come back, Edo.
You have to come back.
Please come back.
Time for the grub of the week. Grub of the week.
Gow.
Well, from my end, from my end of town, I would like to nominate hippies. Mm-hmm. Well, generally, yeah. But just how many? Where are they keeping those dogs? They've what? All like they've got at least five dogs each.
What kind of dogs?
Just dogs. They've always got dogs. They're always at the beach, and they've got 5-10 dogs with them, just packs of dogs, and then none of them have got collars on. And where do the dogs live? Where do they live, and where do the dogs live?
Caravans,
yeah. Co-ops, squats.
God, I hate hippies. Like, and they were doing it. They had a drum circle going last night, and then there was also a man up on a rock playing a flute.
Oh, why?
Yeah.
That's the thing I hate about hippies. To me, hippies and nerds are the same in that you have to know by now we hate you. You know,
yeah, surely.
When you see a dude in a fedora and a vest, mm-hmm. you're like, why? Mm. You know that we all hate you because of this. When you see someone on a rock playing a flute, we're like, you know that everyone hates you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just so exhausting. But
I don't like them, but I think that's endearing. They throw caution to the wind. You know, they don't care what you think. They know that they hate it. You know what I mean?
But they do care what
nothing
people
can
think
hurt them.
Well, like they do care because it's a look, and they're all like, you know, they want to fit in with each other and like look cool and stuff.
Oh, yeah, you try being a hippie and wearing some, you know, tarot cash.
Yeah, that's true.
Shirts. They'll kick you out of that drum circle quick smart.
It's like with punks. Mm. Punks don't care and they're like, we don't give a shit. But also, they spend a lot of time on their outfits.
Oh, yeah. Everybody sucks.
I just look at them and I just think, if I got trapped in a conversation with you, I'd have to, like, kill myself or, like, I'd have to, like, smack my head against a wall or something.
Yeah, you would. You would have to.
To get out of it.
Hippies are like your bird box.
I think.
Yeah. So that's mine.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think for me, Grub of the Week is every one of those rat fucking dogs that was down at St. Kilda on Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
All the Neil Erickson specifically. He's the Grub of the Week.
Yeah.
Oh, him, our old friend.
Yeah. He came to a show that me and Edo did once, True Australian Patriots, mm-hmm. Neil Erickson.
With Damien. Yeah.
And he made a video about it, and he said that when he walked into the room, he goes, the whole place smelled like feces and foot odor, just wall-to-wall communists. It stank like people had spilled the bong water everywhere. And we just left. And I was like, yeah, cool, man.
Yeah, good one.
I
just don't, like, they're just fucking dumb cunt Nazis that should have been drowned at birth.
Yeah. Yeah, in a perfect world, probably. They would have been drowned at birth.
Bring back the old Sparta method of just being like, this one looks like he's going to, what's his name? Yeah, Cottrell. Let's drown this cunt. Well, my nomination was just the waterways of Melbourne.
The waterways of Melbourne.
Yeah, because they of Victoria, actually,
because
they bloody cooked it, and all the fish are dead. The big algal bloom. Think about that.
I saw that.
Wasn't that in New South Wales?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, like I'm pretty sure it was New South Wales.
Whatever, it's the same.
Waterways of the regional areas.
Yeah, something like that. Whatever, I'm not a doctor.
Is it the waterways that did it, or is it the people that?
It's the bloody farmers. They've done it again.
If there's one person that Ben Russell hates, it's the Aussie farmer. He talks about that a lot.
Spread that around.
Yeah. Ben hates Aussie farmers.
I'll go in and I'll just buy.
See you next week.
I'll just buy like 10 Coles brand milk. And 10 Coles brand like bread, and I'll say, take this, farmers.
All right. Well, I think we can declare under duress, because Ben is making us
no
that according to Ben Russell,
the Aussie farmers
are the grub of the week.
They beat out the Nazis and the hippies. They are grubs of the week.
Oh, good.
Whee!
All right, everyone. Thanks for tuning into the Grub. Edo will still be away next week, but we'll manage to get her in.
And please check out our Patreon.
Yeah, check out the Patreon.
It'll be in the comments.
Yeah, that's an exciting development. Tell people people who aren't podcast people, I was going to say nerds, tell them what a Patreon is.
Patreon is a website you can go and donate money to us to keep making the podcast. This podcast sucks to make. It is real. It's hard. It takes a long time. We've got to edit it. There's all kinds of crap involved. If you donate money, it really helps us out and we can keep making the podcast. There's a dog howling in the room because it's so sick. Because we don't have any money to feed it.
Yeah.
Can you hear? I don't know if you can hear that, but there is a dog in this podcast studio howling and whining, and that's because we have no money. Please donate on the Patreon.
You can
donate. The grub dog.
Yeah, the grub dog.
Grub dog.
We got a grub dog.
You can donate $5
mm-hmm.
to help support us, and or you could donate $10 and you get some bonus content.
That's right. Every month, once a month, we will put out a special episode with all the sketches that we cut. With all the B-sides, we'll have that out every month. There'll be a special episode. It might be real long, And you'll get to have that if you donate $10 a month. So please, please help.
And that's the grub.
Hey, man, do you want to play a game of backgammon?
Backgammon?
Backgammon.
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 Bagum.
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 Backgammon.
Bagum.
Backgammon.
Bagum.
Yeah.